Past simple, past perfect, and past perfect continuous tenses are great to use in IELTS. We can use them to compare actions that happened in the past and show the examiner how deep our knowledge of time is. First, let's look at the past perfect simple. This tense is made with had plus past participle. It is used in the following ways. 1. When we are talking about the past and want to mention something that happened earlier. Notice that the adverb already goes between had and the past participle. For example, Mozart's father was a composer and his grandfather had also been a musician. 2. We can use words like when, as soon as, by the time, after, to show the order of events. For example, when Mozart was born, 5 of his siblings had already died. 3. To talk about an indefinite time before a particular time, use words like always, sometimes, never, before, and by plus fixed time. For example, his family were richer than they had ever been before. Next, the past perfect continuous is made with had been plus ing verb. It is used in the following way. To focus on how long an activity continued, or to focus on the activity itself. For example, times were hard and the family had been struggling for some time. This is to show how long. Mozart's sister was extremely gifted at the keyboard and she had been making excellent progress. This is to focus on the activity itself. Note that we cannot use the past perfect continuous to say how many times something happened. This sentence is good. I knew the way as I had visited her several times before. This sentence is not good. I knew the way as I had been visiting her several times. Let's look at how all of this will work in an IELTS task 1. Look at the chart below and try and decide which verb will be used, the past simple or the past perfect simple. The chart shows the percentage of people aged 65 and over in the United States between 1900 and 2000. In the year 1900, just over 4% of the population was aged over 65. However, by 1960, this figure had doubled. The number of people aged 75 and 84 remained fairly steady between 1900 and 1930, making up only 1 to 1.3% of the population. The figure began to rise more significantly in 1940, and by 1970, it had tripled to reach 3% of the population. Although there was no change in the number of people aged 65 to 74 between 1960 and 1970, the number of people aged 75 and over increased during this time. By the year 2000, 12.4% of the US population had reached the age of 65 or more. Although this was slightly lower than in 1990, when it had peaked at 12.6%. The chart shows that today, people in the United States can expect to live longer than in 1900. By the year 2000, more than 12% of the population had managed to live to the age of 65 and over, compared to only 4.1% in 1900. That's it for today's podcast. Try your best to use these past time tenses correctly when you are describing IELTS Task 1 charts. If you need to know more about writing awesome IELTS tasks, please visit my website at www.goldcoastielts.com. You can also check out my podcast there or here at anchor.fm/AnthonySchultz9. I have podcasts, a blog, and all the Cambridge exams for you to practice online along with MP3s. The main services I offer are an IELTS Google Classroom and IELTS coaching face-to-face in Southport or online. See you soon.